Here we go. Locker room access, the Jay Willie show. It's tourney time, boys. Jay Willie, what's the mood, man? How's it make you feel looking at that video and seeing the guys and getting ready for bigger things?
We're down in Orlando, ready to play. Didn't get exactly what we wanted in Greensboro, but I thought we played two good games, and we never stopped fighting fresh in that championship. So,
hey, man, three. People don't get it. 3-3 nights against. I mean, let's just shut our eyes and forget the season. If you say we're going to play North Carolina, Clemson, and Duke back to back to back in North Carolina, I don't care what year it is, whatever it is, that's real from 1970 until 2023. So I was happy. I was really happy with it.
You know, we came up a little short of what we set out to do, but the guys, man, they fought. Shots just weren't falling. I know we're going to talk about the games, but I'm proud of the effort they gave us, and but we're excited. We're here. It's about 70 something degrees. The doors were open to the restaurant. There was fresh air coming in. I love it. Ready
makes
for
a
some
lot of
good
difference.
Basketball.
And we got the sub story here. Mark, take it over.
This is what you play for all year long. How excited are you right now, Jay Wills?
I'm extremely excited. I got to take my glasses off so I can see you better, Mark. You still got that smoking jacket on. I love it. I'm excited because I know we didn't shoot well in the championship, but man, McNeely and Ryan Dunn grew up this past weekend. Caden Cedric's coming back to rounding back into form. I'm looking forward to it. We got a tough Furman team that we're in the first round. Very veteran, but I'm happy to be back playing NCAA tournament basketball. This is the best part of the year.
All year long. We talked about, you set goals. We talked about it a couple of times. When I coach, let's develop a good culture for the preseason and play and do extremely well, have a successful conference year, division season of your division. Let's do well in the conference tournament. And then the final goal is the Final Four, right? And roll the dice from there. For me, now I know everybody's a little bit different when it comes to setting goals. And we talked about yours too. So when you won the league, you went to the semifinals, you went to the finals of the conference tournament. That's a heck of a year.
So far, it's been good. And we want to keep playing. After the game, Mark, we told them, get your heads up. I know we're disappointed. I know we're frustrated. Get your heads up. Still a lot of basketball to play. We got some games left. Now it's win or go home, but let's be excited about what's ahead of us. And I think they came in this week ready to practice. We're looking forward to it.
So we talked about a bunch of times, Dougie and I and some other people. And I guess one of the elephants to address is, okay, do you want to lose in the conference tournament? Do you not want to? I mean, I know you don't want to lose, right? You want to win the championship. You want to go, right? But
it's no.
So bad. Did you?
I don't subscribe to that, Mark. Heck no. I've heard people talk about, you know, it's best to lose in the tournament and rest and be ready for the NCAA. I'm talking about, you know, not get all the way to the finals in the ACC tournament. No, I don't subscribe to that. Man, our goals are to try to win regular season, conference title. So if we can get one, absolutely, we're gunning for it. So, you know, teams that play in conference championships, it is what it is. You're trying to win them and then get ready for the NCAA. So, no, I don't subscribe. Look, I know – when we won it all, it just so happened to be that way. We lost in the semis. And, you know, then you go and have a deep run. It just, that was the way the chips fell. But we want that tournament title too. If we can try to get it, we want to play in that game every year.
Let's review the ACC tournament. And we'll probably go over Clemson and Carolina fairly quickly and then touch on Duke. Carolina, were the guys, they didn't seem nervous at all. They seemed like they were ready to play. What was the big difference between playing them in Carolina week before, 10 days before, whatever it was, and playing them last Friday night?
I think one is just life on the road in the ACC, right? Road game. Carolina's desperate. You know, they got to get a win. You know, we missed some shots and, you know, got shots blocked at the rim at Carolina and missed free throws. And I thought they came in knowing that they could play with them, one. And, you know, they were just as hungry and just as desperate to try to go win a championship. And that was the goal. We wanted to try to go win one. Carolina was the next opponent. We knew we could play with them. Third time playing them. It was going to be a hard fought game. We had to be right. And I thought we were right. I thought we got great contributions from Poppy and Caden and guys. Look, when we make shots, Mark, we look good. When the shots are falling, and we're defending. I think we're defending at a pretty high clip. You know that we've gotten back to that. So I just thought they wanted it, and they came out hungry, and it helped that the crowd, as the game went on, everyone outside of Carolina started rooting for us. So that's always a good thing.
That's incredible that you can understand that and you're aware of it. And if you're aware of it, the kids probably are aware of it. And do they feed off of that? And are they feeding off of that?
No question. Look, we had a great turnout. Like, there were Virginia fans big time in Greensboro. Huge turnout. But like any tournament, they get behind, you know, everybody else gets behind you in a close game, and the crowd starts to get excited, and yeah, they feel that. They get that energy. But I looked up, there was a lot of orange in that building. So it was good.
Love it. I'm so happy when you guys travel and there's a lot of support. Right. And that's what there was a lot in Brooklyn, in New York. There was a ton of support, orange and blue support, right? Whenever you guys played in the conference tournaments. So I always felt at home. But let's defensively, you guys were other than RJ Davis, you guys really shut them down.
No, I thought we did a good job. You know, Reese lived up to his defensive player of the year billing. I thought everybody else did a good job. I thought McNeely struggled a little bit with some of his slides, and he got better as the tournament went on. But Gardner was locked in. We were good. The post trap was good. I thought the post trap was good when we trapped at times, and we scrambled out of it pretty well. And you have to do that against, you know, Baycott some, and we end up having to trap Nance a little bit. So it was good. I don't know. I just thought they executed the game plan and they were locked in, and you saw the attention to detail. I don't think we turned the ball over much in that game either, if I'm not mistaken. We took care of the ball.
Took care of the ball very well. As a matter of fact, I was just going to touch upon that. You had six turnovers and you forced 11.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Right. And you hit free throws.
Made free throws. Made some shots.
You made free throws down the stretch.
Well, we made them late when they had to foul, and we were able to stretch the lead and maintain some distance. So that was huge.
I believe it was Kihei that hit two, and then Gardner hit four or three out of four.
Yep.
Nice game.
Yep. Free throws win games and free throws lose games. Hopefully you're on the right side of making those where you win.
I can't help when you make that comment to think about some specific games, right? And we talked about this on the last show. I believe we talked about Calipari and Memphis after Calipari talked about that he didn't have a free throw shooting problem. And of course they missed the free throw that could have iced the game. And Memphis comes down, Myra Chalmers comes down in the closing seconds, hits a shot at the buzzer, send the game in overtime. And Kansas ends up winning the championship. If Dougie run, I can't help now, but think that if Dougie were on the show, what he would say, the payroll was in that game. Dougie, you got to comment on that later. But and then you look at you guys versus Purdue, right? Klein goes to the free throw line with a chance to ice it, misses. You guys come for the rebound.
And, you know, fouling him, we're like, God, this dude's an 80% shooter. There's no way. And, yeah.
Yep. Same thing with Jarrett Harper, Auburn.
Yeah.
Right? And you guys have been on the other side of it, too. So before we go into Clemson, let's briefly talk about one who going down and one who stepping up. And you mentioned Caden already. How did BVP get hurt, first of all?
Yeah, you know, it was just a practice play, Mark. I don't know if he was guarding somebody in the post and his hand just got hit the wrong. I can't remember. I hadn't even watched the practice. But he immediately starts shaking his hand and looking at his hand. But the play continued, and he goes, and he's now post defending on the other side, and the ball hits and jams his hand again. Like, he deflects the ball, but he had already done it, and it's like, you know, two back-to-back. It was crazy. But he's doing well. We're thinking about him. And I just saw something where he got, like, he's got a new Pringle thing with the stash thing going. He's doing well for himself. The stash Pringles.
Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal. Good for him, especially since I'm sure he's going through such a tough time emotionally.
No, he's been great. You see him rooting us on and biggest cheerleader and, you know, coaching from the bench. He's been good.
Yep. And we'll talk about him in the Duke game, missing him and with that, how much of a difference that he may have been able to make, because I think he made a difference in the game at home. And then you lose BVP, and our guy Caden starts playing really well. Whoa. What got into Caden? Was Caden just like, oh man, this is going to be an opportunity for me, next man up, and he takes advantage of it, like so many other stories we hear about people being able to do that. Not everybody. But some people are able to do that. What was the conversation with Caden when BVP went out, and who had it?
Well, it wasn't just to Caden; it was to everyone, because we needed everybody to step their games up. And so,
absolutely. But so Caden was going to be the guy that was going. Caden and Poppy were going to be the guy to replace him.
No question. And it wasn't. There wasn't specific conversations. It was, listen, your brother's going down. He's not gonna be able to play. He's out for the year. You all have to step up. And I think, you know, obviously getting more opportunity for Caden and Poppy specifically, and Ryan in that position, those guys are able to be on the floor extended minutes now, and they're producing. You know, they've stepped up. But, you know, we addressed everyone. Everybody had to accept a bigger role and do more. And but it's this time of year too, right? So, you know, your guards got to step their play up, and you know, obviously without him, those guys were going to get more minutes, and they've been able to. And we're playing a two-headed monster at the center, and they both are going to get their opportunities.
Kanan comes from not playing in the last few games to playing 20 minutes.
He was exhausted too. You could see him. He asked for a blow a couple times. He's like, "Get me out of here!" He gave us everything.
One rebound, five block shots, and I don't know how many shots he changed. Right?
He was big down the stretch in that game. I mean, we got beat a couple times. He was there to clean it up. We still want him to rebound. You got to get more than one, with those minutes. His rim protection was legit and serious in that game. Like you said, he whatever he didn't get, he had you guessing and thinking he was back there. So he was equally as effective altering as well.
After that game, what's the speech in the halftime? I was like, all right, guys, whatever. We got one. Tomorrow night, semifinals, that's what we got to be focused on. I know you're happy you won this one. Celebrate for 5 minutes. Let's go. Let's prepare for Clemson. And then for you guys as a staff, when were you, I'm sure, who was doing the, and you, by the way, congratulations because you did the UNC scout. So great job. Right? Who scouted for Clemson? Or who did Clemson play prior to that? NC State?
Yeah, so fortunately for me, we didn't have to play NC State because that was I had both NC State and Carolina. So I'm scrambling trying to get both prepared. And, I'm at the game afterwards watching, scouting, and so I left about 12 minutes. I said, this one's over. Clemson was starting to pull away. And I want to say Kyle had the Clemson scout. So he
so was able to chill out. You were able to chill out after the end of the night, go home, have a dinner.
I didn't necessarily chill because, we're all in this together. We're still meeting. But It was a little less stressful, but you tell the guys, look, get off your feet, hydrate. We're playing again at 9:30. Fortunately, you got a little bit of rest because it was a late one. So the second game was 9:30. So they were able to rest, get off their feet, And we just, watch film the next day. Nothing heavy, very light walkthrough. Shoot some free throws and get out of there. And that's essentially what we did.
Right, because they didn't get out of there until probably midnight.
Yeah, well, what did we play, 7:30? We played 7:30.
Right, that's right.
So they were gone back at the hotel while we were watching the State Clemson game. So they were probably in their rooms by 10:30, 11
o'clock. So did you film with the kids, and was there a walkthrough the next day?
Say again?
What's the schedule when they
get game? No, you know, breakfast in the morning, watch some film.
What time would they have gotten up on Friday morning?
They would have. We slept in. They probably didn't get up till about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then watch a little film. Then you go shoot around and then come back and get off your feet that afternoon and pregame meal 3.5 hours before and go play.
Well, they played.
Long day sitting around for that 9:30 game, though. Yeah. But, you get to watch a lot of basketball. So they watched a ton of basketball.
I was in the midst of asking that question. And when you just answered it, so I'm sure they got a chance and some good basketball on Friday.
My guess and remembering what I used basketball and a nap, I'm pretty sure they all went back to sleep.
Well, whatever they did worked. because you guys really, really put it on Clemson. You guys dominated them. They, I believe, if, and I haven't reviewed this, but I'm just going on memory, which sometimes is solid and sometimes it's terrible. But I believe Clemson didn't score for like the last 4 to 5 minutes of the first half and first 4 to 5 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, I thought we were really good in that game. And they defended. We were moving like crazy on offense. I thought the ball was popping. Players were moving, flying around. We were sharing it. I thought that, to be honest, I thought that's probably the best we looked in a while offensively.
Let me just ask something about offense really quickly, right? And then I want to ask something about defense, but I don't want to interrupt you because you're on a flow. I want to say maybe the first 14, 15 minutes seemed like, and I could be wrong again, my memory may be on the negative side, remember this. The first 14 minutes, you ran a lot of blocker mover, over blocker. And the last 4 to 5 minutes, you hit him with the three-man game, and that three-man game completely confused him because you got some back doors, you got some foul line, wide open foul line jump shots.
Yeah, we did a good job of sprinkling in both offenses and giving them different looks and not letting them get comfortable defensively. I thought that was crucial. But I also thought we defended. We turned them over. I think we trapped a couple of their guys who aren't used to getting trapped. And they turned the ball over out of the post trap. You know, bigs are always getting trapped, but we trapped a couple of perimeter guys that were trying to take advantage of their size, and they gave it up. So, but again, it's all about shot making, Mark. When we can make shots, we look good.
No question. We've been saying that all year, that last year even, and the year before. But there were two things I wanted to point out to whoever put Tane in at the end, with about 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the first half, maybe 6 minutes, whatever it was. They look like a genius. And whoever decided to go three-man game in the last 4 or 5 minutes looks like a genius because they really responded really well.
So, when you're in a tournament game, play like that, those back-to-back, you know, we exhausted a lot of energy against UNC. And we needed to rest some of those perimeter guys. And there was a matchup on the floor for Tane, and we thought, you know, look, he's been practicing his butt off, you know, let's give him a shot, but let's rest these dudes and see if it works. And you know, to his credit, he came in. There was no dip. He was moving and he was defending. So it paid off. But it was more of a move to. Help freshen up our guys and give them a little more of a blow, knowing that this game was going to be very similar to Carolina, physical, and what's at stake for both of us. You know, they needed a win, and we want to get to the championship.
Right. You held them to 35% shooting. And what I saw in the first half was I didn't love – it looked like you guys were a little slow on some rotations.
Yeah.
Out of the pick and roll defense. And they got some open ones and just didn't hit them. Right. In the second half, I don't know what the speech was. I don't know if it was you, if it was TB. I don't know if it was, come on, guys, we can do a little better. Or if it was like getting in people's rear ends and saying, you guys better move your butts. But I saw a different perimeter defense in the second half on rotations than I saw in the first half. And I was like, these boys are playing.
Well, I want to say, and again, Mark, I can't remember, I'm getting old, but Hunter Tyson got some looks and banged a couple threes. And, you know, he was talking and, you know, he was really emotional out there. And we weren't close enough to him. We needed to get in his space. They got some post feeds, I thought, you know, too easy into the post, where PJ scored a little bit. But But for the most part, I thought our defense, they were flying around, and they run a ton of offense. They got a ton of sets, and you always hear me say you got to stay continuous. Our guys were better at being continuous the more that game went on.
Say defensively, in addition to holding them to 35%, 12 forced turnovers, right? And you guys forced them. It wasn't like they coughed them up out of the post trap, out of just good pressure defense, and you only turned it over 6 times.
So back-to-back games where we took care of the ball and we forced a few turnovers. Conversely, not so much in the next game.
We'll get to that momentarily. Jaden Gardner, stellar in the quarterfinal game against Carolina. Terrific against Clemson. Played extremely well.
What was the game? Made a tournament team, if I'm not mistaken.
Made the tournament team. Right? My man Dougie, who filled me in, who educated me about that. But had a great quarterfinal, semifinal game.
And we need him. We need him to do that. Those guys, we got to find him a little more, and he's got to present himself. I think he, listen. You saw it senior day with him. And for him, this is his first chance to go win the ACC title. And he's this close. He's back home in the hoop state. You know, he's a hoop state guy. Carolina is what they call the hoop state. You may disagree, Mark. But, being back home. Say again?
We're the Mecca. They can have hoop state all they want. I don't care.
Okay. All right. But being back home, man, with all those family and friends being able to see him, he was pumped. He was excited for this opportunity.
Yeah. No, truth be told, it's a great state for basketball, right? They've done terrifically. And I guess I think they really have the rights to claim Michael Jordan, and Brooklyn does not. New York does not. So they may be not.
No way New York can. No way.
But kudos to Jaden Gardner, right? And the whole team. You played great in the semis. And then we come to the finals. So what's going into the Duke game? What happens after Clemson? What'd you guys do? Because that was a late one.
So now that's late. And you got less than 24 hours to play the next one. You get home, you're eating late, you're up, like you're forcing yourself, you're forcing yourself to get to bed, right? And we did the exact same thing, Mark. We got back, they grabbed a bite to eat, get in bed, hydrate, sleep, wake them up again, have breakfast and, watch film and shoot free throws and be ready to play at 8:30.
Yep, and tough night. But before we go into Duke, I want to get your thoughts on another conversation we've been having. T-Dubs, Dougie, me, Habs, everybody. Little Ski, son of a who. That's my new name for him. Whoever else, Phony, people on Fresh's forums. I don't believe that Reese has to play exceptionally well offensively for UVA to win. I don't think he's the key offensively to you guys winning, where I think it's really Armand and Jaden Gardner who really have to shoot, who have to be pretty good offensively, and the team's going to do really well. Any thoughts on that?
So I would say I would disagree a little bit. I think Reese has to play well. He doesn't necessarily have to score, But where Reese and Kihei have to play is good floor games and take care of the basketball. And I thought that's where we didn't against Duke. I thought we turned it over. And if those guys have better floor games, it's a I think, look, we talk to them all the time. I'm not saying anything that they haven't heard, but we can't have some of the turnovers that lead to pick sixes or just careless. Not that they're pressing us or anything. We're just, somewhat careless with the ball. But, yes, I think Armand and Gardner have to score. I think we're better when Armand and McNeely are making jumpers that opens up the floor, and spaces it. We're going to have to find a way to space the floor without Ben being on the floor because, his threat to shoot threes pulled a big away, and now you can attack. And what Duke did was he didn't come out of the paint. Those big dudes they zoned up and they were there. And their length presented some problems. You're shooting over, you're shooting contested shots over seven-footers.
I'm glad you make the distinction between playing a good floor game and scoring. So I guess that was more my point, was that Reese does not have to score for you guys to be successful. My feeling is Gardner, the keys to winning are Gardner and Armand scoring. If they're scoring, make a deep
No doubt. But in addition to the good floor games, and then in addition to getting to the free throw line, making some free throws when you're struggling to make field goals. We were in the bonus in that Duke game. Like, I don't know how much time was left. You get to the line. Now we got to knock down some free throws, if we can't make some field goals.
Right. So you guys struggled to score and in the first half end up with 17 points. That was the bad news. The good news was y'all had a good team to 24 points.
So this is the crazy part, Mark. I'm on the bench telling the staff, this is our kind of game. I know we're not scoring, but this is right where we want to be. Because they've been scoring and they look great down the stretch. Let's call it for what it is. They play really good ball. And I'm like, fellas, we're going to make shots. They're going to go in. We got to stay close. At halftime, that was the message I said to the kids. Fellas, we're right where we need to be. Shots are going to fall. Stay confident. Unfortunately, they didn't, but it was that kind of game. And you're right. Yes, we only scored 17, but they only had 24. It could have been much uglier than that, and it wasn't.
Right, but it could have been, but also could have been better for you guys. But what's your thoughts on the defense, the way you guys played it against Duke the other night?
I thought we were good. I thought we were good. If we didn't foul some in the first half, they don't even have 24. I mean, we let them get to the free throw line. If we can continue to play this type of defense, I think our defense is coming, Mark. It's close to being where we needed to be. We just got to get the offense. I told him I hope you guys pack some jump shots in your duffel bags for Orlando. Because if we can make some jumpers, man, I think we got a chance to make some noise.
A lot of noise. Both you guys, you and Duke, only hit 4 threes.
Right.
They shot 42% from the floor, and you guys shot 33% from the floor.
Right? Yeah, but some of those were easy layups that they got. Like there were some breakdowns, and we, again, turned the ball over. Like some of those, they were easy. I think we made a mistake in the post trap where we don't rotate, we give up a dunk, just off the top of my head. A couple breakdowns and some turnovers to points. But, I mean, that could have very well been a 17-18 first half.
Right. Absolutely. you know, you guys, I felt like Duke was almost not completely in control, but I felt like they kind of set the tone from the beginning and could never really, really make that run to put a lot of pressure on them. And I don't know if you felt like that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And then
theirs seemed to come easier than ours from an offensive standpoint. And they could, you know, we can throw it in to Filipowski, or we can give it to him and let him work, or Jeremy Roach, you know, go get a bucket. And, you know, he was big time. I thought Roach was really good in that game against us. And so those two really beat us. I mean, I don't know if anybody else got off, but we had trouble with those two.
Why did those two specifically give you more trouble, especially Filipowski goes from scoring zero to scoring 20? And by the way, no one else on Duke scored more than 5 points, with Roach, I think, had 23 and Filipowski with 20.
Yeah, I think Filipowski was not going to let that happen again, and he was determined that he was going to have a good game. But we gave up some easy ones. He made a three where I think we helped where we shouldn't have helped and gave him a wide open three in the first half. We allow him to kind of get going, but he was physical. He scored on the inside posting. He scored facing. And then Roach, I thought, you know, he's the most experienced guy on that team. He's played in Final Four. The moment wasn't too big for him. I thought he looked like a veteran guy. Come on, you young first year guys, this is how it's supposed to be done. And he was big time.
And while I felt like Duke was sort of dictating and quarter in control, you guys were still there with Kihei going 1-for-9, with Jaden not shooting well, with Armand not shooting well. So if one of the guys shoots the ball well, and this is a good Duke team. This is a team that won 9 in a row, I think. They're playing well. They've got a lot of young
good. Guys. They're playing well at the right time. We, and that's the frustrating part, you know, as a coach, as a staff, when you know you're competing and you're playing good ball and you just can't make a shot. But we got good looks. I mean, some of the looks were good. Now, I also thought some of them were uncharacteristic for us. We shot fast. Early in transition. I know Kihei had a big three. Had he made it, would have maybe cut it to four. We took a couple early ones in the possession. You know, it was hard to find good looks because of their length, to be honest. And so I think part of that was our guys were pressing, and if they got something early, they just were taking it. But I think we got to continue to just be patient. And get the looks we want to get and not the looks that are dictated to us.
Yeah. We're going to bring Dougie in now because I know he's excited as we start talking about the game against Furman and get about the end and some of the NCAA tournament. And I know Dougie's got some questions there. I'm not going to limit Dougie to one question.
I let myself in. It's a lot better this way.
You let yourself in, Fresh?
I let myself in. Just pressing buttons over here.
Dougie, I'm impressed because last time Spence wouldn't let you in.
Yeah, Spence was like he was doing his sushi order or some shit.
Spence, the
girlfriend was over. He's like on his DoorDash doing sushi, probably.
So he gave you control tonight, Fresh. You got the.
I took control. I took control because Marky was a little late, so I got the party started. But that's okay.
And you did all great. Right. Thank you.
I got a few quick hitters. Jay Willie, do you know who the Chili's crew is?
Yeah. There's a group of guys on the team that orders Chili's the night before every game. After they've eaten the meal for the night. They get Uber Eats to bring them Chili's. They've That's done right, this everywhere they've gone.
It may be led by Caden Shedrick. I just checked it out. The greater Orlando area has 9 Chili's. So I think they should be okay. Yeah, any chance if I can get to one of these games, can I be involved in this crew? Because no Chili's question. Is my absolute
I think
favorite.
Caden is the ringleader, and I know Reese is involved.
That makes sense. All right, so we had to talk about the. Let's get this out of the way. The transfer portal is going off already. We're seeing it every day. Players, do you wish that as a coach that it could not happen until after the tournament, or is it just a fact of life and part of what everybody has to deal with? Because we're focused on Furman. I get it. We have games to win.
We're totally locked in on Furman. You know, that's a good question, Fresh. But to be honest, I think it has to be now. Now's the right time. It is the environment and the climate we're in, and we're just going to have to get used to it. But if you're not playing in postseason play, you absolutely want to know where you stand with your roster. You right. want to be able to, you know, get in the portal and find guys and get a head start on what's going on.
All right, we're going to go to some quick random ones. This is from the forum. Jay Willie's favorite Sopranos character. I don't know what the Sopranos are, by the way, but that's a question.
Hey, so I know what it is, Fresh, but believe it or not, I probably have only seen one episode of Sopranos. I think it's an HBO Sopranos. Special. I never watched.
It sounds like one of those shows that was on when I moved to Brazil or something, because I don't really know. I don't know that one.
No, it was so Sopranos and The Wire. I remember The Wire from back in the day.
Yep, and I was away when that was going on too. There was another one, a group of guys like a Rat Pack. I forgot what the name of that was. So we don't have a favorite, right? We agree with that?
No, I don't have a favorite. Sorry.
All right. When it comes to deciding if you don't go to the big dance and you have to go to the NIT, who makes the decision? Coaches or the players? On a Jason Williford led team or Tony Bennett and or?
No. No, the coaches decide on what's happening.
Right. No judgments to anybody else, but we'll judge. Dougie, is Jason what's that, Marky?
Well, finish what you said, because I wanna go in a different direction than come back to the questions. But
it's pretty high profile. Let's protect our women's team. They have 6 bodies, maybe 5. They were invited, by the way, huge honor for them compared to what they had before, what's going on, Coach Mox. They couldn't go, so that's different. But if you have a full team and preseason All-Americans, maybe you were rated number 1 in the country before the season started, and you're above going to the NIT is kind of interesting, huh?
Hey, so I won't comment on what anybody else does. All I know is if we were in this situation just last year, given the opportunity to play and get some more games and more practices under our belt, that experience. Fresh, you and I played in.
We won champions.
And I maintain those games and that experience helped us get to an Elite Eight some years down the road, because those experiences are invaluable. You can't get those in everyday practice. So playing for something, man, that was huge. And we did it last year.
If we didn't win that one, we played a Villanova the first night. Remember Julius Erving came by the hotel, the whole thing, and you guys shaved your heads. I should have shaved mine as I do now. But if we didn't happen to win that game, you know, spring break was the next week. Have and Big Red had like Hawaiian trunks packed in their own.
So obviously there was huge, and we were disappointed. Extremely
Brian's
disappointed.
Last year, Anthony's last year.
But at the end of the day, after getting through that first game, you wanted to send those guys out with a title.
And those two wouldn't let us lose.
That's exactly right.
You guys were brand new in the whole thing. It was great. And we came to New York and we showed out a little bit. I won't talk about my bathtub full of St. Ives at the end of the Notre Dame game, but I have New York friends, Marky. All right, random one is J. Willie Pro Daylight Savings, because we're in daylight savings now. You're in 70 degrees in Orlando. I love it. I can't speak for you.
I love it.
We love it. Same page. Here's a really good question. Early start or later start for games? You guys covered it before. It's different back to back. You know, 12:40 is relatively early, I guess. Is it the first game, right? The first slate is 12:40 Thursday.
I'm assuming that's the first game, right, of the tournament?
It's got to be.
12:20.
There's probably a couple going on across the
– I tell you what I didn't like was we were once, maybe a couple times, the 9:30, 9:45 start, 9:15 start. And you sit around all day and you happen to see an upset – And that's just too much pressure, too much just idle time.
I always like the first game because you can go to the gym and shoot around before, right? If you're waiting for the game, you know, there's a 6:30 game, you play at 8, you get the 20 minutes and that's it. You can't do that pregame, mess around the gym, shoot around.
Yeah, it's an abbreviated warm-up for sure.
Abbreviated warm-up, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, but we do shoot, like we're going to get a practice there. So it's not like it's our first time.
Yeah, I just like the day of. I like going in an hour, hour and a half, whenever you can get there. Doug, Marky?
Hold on. Let's go to the Furman game.
I'm leading into it.
Okay.
We're not done.
My apologies.
No, it's okay. All right. So just a segue, this is another question off the forum. Game one, NCAA tournament, you guys were unbelievable in the ACC. I was afraid of a letdown after Carolina. I think a lot of fans were happy enough. I don't think you guys are made that way. I hope you're not. But now you go into the game one NCAA tournament, right? I think you've had one guy that's played in it so far. Ben's hurt. Somebody played in it. Kihei, obviously. Kihei, any special preparation, anything, you know, you made the great point after Duke. Heads up, that's over. Bigger things to come, and then we'll get into Furman. So any sort of special with the younger guys, or, well, guys who haven't been there, right? It's a whole new thing. You've been there.
Yeah, no, I think guys are extremely excited. And for JG and Armand, their first chance, we're just prepping and getting ready for the opportunity. Kihei's played. Poppy's been there. You know, he didn't play a whole lot, but he, right. he's been in it.
Reese played.
Reese was on the team. Yeah,
the team. He wants to show out now. He was a cog in the wheel, but he's now the man. Mark, I got one more just for the segue. You with me?
I'm with you.
So we're playing Furman. I'm not worried about Furman. I know you're worried about him.
I'm worried about everybody we play against.
So there's been a big thing in the media. People pick, you know, you want to pick the next UMBC and blah, blah, blah. So there's a professor or a couple of professors at Furman. They're called the Paladins, by the way, Mark. I'll tell you what a Paladin is later. It makes no sense. But one of the professors came up with a mathematical equation. They say they have 39% chance to beat the Hoos, which is high.
Super high.
Has that infiltrated the team at all? Or are you hearing the outside noise of guys, people are picking Furman because of history and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, what is that locker room material?
I mean, when the bracket was announced and they discussed potential upsets in the seedings, you know, right then they talk about, you know, we don't have a chance. So yeah, you see all that, you hear that, the guys hear that.
That's good.
But I think you got to prepare. You got to respect your opponent. But everybody this time of year is good. If you make it to this point in the season and you're one of the 68 left, you're good. And we got to prepare that way. But I'm pretty sure they hear all of that, which could be good.
You got to take it all in, right, Marky?
Yeah.
I'm not worried, but I'm excited. Oh.
you know, you may not be worried initially, but if Furman gets a couple of buckets, if they start feeling a little confident, next thing you know, it's a close game, and you never know how guys are going to react.
Hey, you never know
who's going to call, how to call the game, because I still
Mark, you've been there. You've lived it. We all have lived it, right?
And we got called on some of those calls in that game in the first half. Devin Hall out the game. He was out of the game. He couldn't ever get going.
Anything's possible. It's a one game. You're talking one game. You're not talking a series. You're talking one game. Anything can happen.
Right. What are we – let's give me the quick scout on Furman, Jay Wills.
Fresh, by the way, what is your camera shaking, man? Is there like a –
because I'm excited. My leg – no, I'm shaking my leg up and down. My bad. I'm excited. You guys are talking about the – we're talking about the first round of the NCAA tournament.
You're giving me motion sickness, though. I had to put my glasses on.
I'm moving my foot on bottom. That's why. I'm looking at you guys.
I would love to have seen you guys in college together.
But I'm saying, here, in us in college, if they would have come in and said, you got Furman in the first round, we're like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. We're good.
You wouldn't have come to practice.
I mean, Corey might not even come. He would have been like, who? I'm not playing against Furman.
No, that's the wrong approach. No, so, Mark, they're good. They play fast, shoot a lot of threes. They're going to get it up and down in transition. They're going to play five out. Right, five out. So their center can shoot threes, put it on the floor a little bit. Different type of matchup than what we typically see in the ACC from the five spot. They got two all league guys.
Player of the year.
One's a two guard. The other's a power forward. It presents some challenges for us in the fact that they can be small and they all can shoot it. They all can put it on the floor. They're going to get up and down. They're pretty solid defensively. They're veteran, Mark. They got a lot of returners that have been around and older and, They were a shot away from being in the tournament last year, lost on a buzzer beater.
Chattanooga.
Yeah, they vowed to make it back this year, and lo and behold, they do. They win both regular season and conference. They're good. Well coached.
You said before Kyle Getter has a scout, so you don't have the scout. Do they remind you of anybody that you've played? I see a little Clemson, a little bit without the ultra quick guards, because they can all shoot.
You know, we were talking about that. You know, I'm not sure Clemson's a good comparison. Miami, maybe, because their four is really a perimeter. So similar to Miami with the kid Miller. I think their post player is good. Obviously, he stretches it a little more than Omir did. But I would say Miami's the closest that we play that's similar to how they're going to play.
Have they seen anybody like us? I'm sorry. I'm just going to finish that. Have they seen anybody? Maybe Kyle's a better question, better for him, but
Kyle's watched way more film. I'm watching College of Charleston, to be honest. And I've watched just the edits that we've seen as a team. You know, they played ODU early in the year with Coach Jones. So, you know,
ODU Jeff likes to defend.
He defends similar to how we defend. So it was good to have some reference point as to what they're going to do against a solid defense. I'm trying to think of who else they play. I didn't look at their schedule. I want to say they play NC State, maybe.
NC State got them pretty good.
Yeah, and I think they beat South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I looked briefly at some of their stuff. Carolina. Maybe they played Carolina.
Wait, didn't they? They didn't beat Carolina last year, did they? Who was it? Furman? Who was the?
Somebody a few like years a, ago, Wofford beat Carolina at Carolina.
Maybe I'm thinking about why. It's the same team, yeah. Isn't it? I'm kidding.
They played Penn State, who's in the tournament. They played
Penn State. They played real teams, is the point, right? They played a few
real teams.
Yeah.
No, they're good and well coached. He does a good job.
Huh? I hear they're well coached. So with them being a little smaller, do you see Ryan Dunn getting more minutes this game instead of Caden or Poppy? How do you guys? What adjustments do you make defensively?
We're going to do what we do defensively. I don't know if we make a whole lot of adjustments. You know, Ryan may have to play some to match the small ball. I think both Caden and Poppy will get their opportunities. What you saw in the ACC tournament is what you're going to see from us going forward, I think, as far as rotation goes.
Is there a concern with the pick and pop with the big if their center shoots the ball well?
Oh, yeah. There's concern about all of it. But we're going to have to get to them. We're going to have to get to the shooter and be disciplined, not getting lifted and stay down and not getting driven. This time of year, it's more attention to detail and doing all of the small things within what we do, and I think we've got to do that.
So we'll do what we do and adjust as the game goes. Or are you going to adjust prior?
No, I think you see how it's going. I don't know matchups just yet. I don't know their personnel. Who's going to guard who, all of that just right. yet. We'll get that tomorrow. But I know what we're going to do defensively is not going to change. I mean, we're going to be who we are.
Fair.
Offensively, still going to run over blocker and blocker mover and sides.
Go ahead.
They don't play great defense. There's not a lot of ball pressure. It's a little that old Denver Nuggets team. They want if you score at five, it's going to go the other way and score.
They want to score. They want to play fast. Yeah. They want to get.
Remember the Nuggets team, Westhead. He was like, "Go ahead and score. We'll go back and score again."
Yeah, no, they definitely won't play fast. But I think they're committed to playing defense a little bit. I don't know if they're not going to play any defense, but they're going to make it tough on us. Offensively, we can't reinvent the wheel. We're not cut up with a new offense. We just got to execute our offense better and continue to get quality shots. If we can get good looks, like I said, I hope they packed in their duffel bags a bunch of jump shots. They're going to have to unpack those.
They're going to be opportunities for sure, the way I've seen this team.
I know that you like to talk about, you don't want to talk about game two, but in this case, we're not going to get a chance to talk to you between Thursday and Saturday, right? So if you win on Thursday, you've got the scout.
I've got Charleston, and Brad's got San Diego State. Yeah,
two good teams.
Oh, Liberty beat Nova.
They were favored. They were favored by like four. What was the score?
62-57.
They didn't cover.
The Fighting Richie McKay's.
That's huge. It's a big deal.
Congrats to Richie McKay. So you got that's a good game, right? Charleston and San Diego State, two good teams. So San Diego State, I don't think they're as good as they've been in the past, but they're still good. And everybody's talking about Charleston, how good Charleston is. I had somebody in my ear today telling me that they're going to the Final Four. Like, sure, kid. Leave me alone.
It's so easy. Just go to the Final Four.
Right. No, they're strong and they're a good team. They shoot a lot of threes. They're not great shooters, but they're good. What's the matchup for you guys? And it's a quick turnaround. Such a quick turnaround. Always difficult to scout and get your guys ready for the second game.
Yeah, and you know what I'm gonna say. We got Furman, but you know what I've seen. I can only talk Charleston. You know, there's a reason they got 31 wins. That's a good outfit. Another well-coached team.
A lot of wins.
They play very good on both sides of the ball. But I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself, Mark. But you're right, the quick turnaround. You know, fortunately, we were just in this situation last week, the ACC tournament. At least you get a day. There's a day of rest before you have to play again on Saturday. So
yeah, day's plenty.
Knock on wood.
Do you prefer
Saturday, we'll be ready.
You guys just played Sunday, so 4 days ago, right? Do you prefer, well, not 4 days ago from, or Saturday night. Do you prefer a 5 day rest or do you prefer like an 8 to 10 day rest?
No, I like this. It's routine. You're in a rhythm. I like this. You know, so sometimes when there's too much rest, you give them days off. You make give 2 days off. You kind of get out of your routine, and you got to get back in it.
Chili's.
Yeah, like going like this is perfect. I like it like this.
Yeah, I agree with you. Other than if somebody really needs to heal up,
right?
Other than that, an injury that somebody can recover from,
right,
in 2 days. Weeks, not like a BVP or DeAndre Hunter,
right?
Where it doesn't make a difference. So, Dougie, we got anything else from the forum that you want to ask? Maybe one or two.
Jay, if you want any help scouting the next game, I guarantee you the forum. Dude, we had like 50 videos of Furman. That's why I know all this stuff. People are come on over to the forum and put your 2 cents in and see what you got. Hey, has there been any movement with sympathy with Ben of growing of mustaches? That's another good question, I think. And has Ben on the trip? Because I know he just had surgery.
Ben's definitely on the trip. I'm not sure our guys can grow a stash quick enough to catch up to what Ben's looks like. But he's here. We're all excited he's with us. Nice. I told you, I just saw a Pringles NIL deal with the stash. He's got a Pringles can with his stash, with his face on. That's big time.
Him and my guy Whitehead from Duke. What's his name? I always forget. Marky.
Tariq
Whitehead and the other one is I don't want to talk about that. The guy from the West Coast.
The March.
That's amazing.
NIL March Madness collab.
That's amazing.
Goes to Pringles. March mustache collection. They have sidelined Mr. Pringle. Oh, he's on there.
I love it.
Derek Whitehead of Duke basically tells you what style mustache, how long it takes, the color. Drew Timmy, of course. Again,
all right, next.
With the width.
Next.
Brown.
Next.
And Ben Vanderplas from Virginia. So this is the March Madness collection.
Look at his face right on the thing. Incredible.
Using NIL with current student athletes.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, Jay, I got one more question, Marky. I forgot about it.
To our great producer, Spence Little Ski.
Oh, Spence is out of a Spence hoop, killing it.
For putting that together and being able to air that and chime that in.
One of my new favorite things to watch is Poppy's having conversations at the free throw line with the opposing team. Is it English? Is it Spanish? Is it Spanglish?
That's Poppy being Poppy. Poppy talks trash. He's talking to everybody.
But he had like Armando like engaged. Like Armando was talking to him. Like they were boys from way back or something. I thought it was hilarious, dude.
Poppy's hilarious. Poppy is, he enjoys life. He's in his own world half the time. But, you know, when you get past 6'10", it doesn't always go to the top all the time.
hey, he won the World Cup, man. It's all good.
How tall are you, Jay?
6'6". I'm good.
I thought you were like 6'8", 6'9".
No way. No way. Hey, right. but I love the big fella. He is a character. But we better get off this thing, man. There's probably only like three people left watching. It's
they'll watch it later, though. They'll watch it later.
Right.
Yeah, no, we've got some great guests. And the reason why we left earlier was because I owe Dougie, someone just reminded, I couldn't hear, so I didn't want to ding you when it wasn't appropriate, but I thought you said it. But what? You did say the S word. So I was reminded by a listener, by a viewer. Thank you.
My little kids asked me if that was a bad word the other day. I said no comment.
I wonder because how often you use it. All right. Folks, thanks so much for joining us. The Jay Willie Show, along with Dougie Fresh. I'm Mark Jerome. Good luck to you, Jay. Of course, we are sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. Big Kev, Dougie, do you know if Kev's going to the game?
Kev was definitely yes. The ACC tournament.
I saw Kev yesterday. He's definitely going.
Good. Nice. He's probably trying to find those grave stakes.
Yep. Now, the last time I was in Orlando, it wasn't great. So let's make up for it. In 26-17, the first game, we snuck by UNC Wilmington, and we came up against a good Florida team.
That was Ty and Kyle's first year, right? Yeah.
But I still had such a good time. And you guys, where are you guys staying? Are you allowed to say?
I'm not saying. I'm keeping that a secret.
You know who will know, Dougie.
He's staying at Disney World. What are you talking about? It's Orlando. What kind of guy? Yeah, I do know who will know.
You know Adam's going to know. Adam will be in that hotel.
He's definitely there.
Oh, within 10 seconds, he dropped the S word?
The altar. Not that we're counting. Thanks,
I was late on the bell. Apologies.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Come on.
Very excited. So thanks, everybody, for watching.
Shit.
We'll see you next week, Jay Wills.
We'll see. Yes, God willing.
Next Tuesday. Best of luck. You know, we got a whole lot of support behind us. We will, Dougie, we will be on at 12 on Thursday.
12 o'clock. That's right. It's NCAA tournament. We got a lot to talk about. Let's go. A
lot to talk about.
I'm going to go through that mathematics equation with this Furman professor. We have a Furman professor on the forum that's a huge UVA guy, but he happens to be a professor at Furman. But he's a Wahoo inside and out, so he's giving us some intel as well. Isn't that good? Isn't that great?
All right, let's kick some butt this weekend, Thursday and Saturday, and let's go get them and
we're all party started.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, Jay Wills, thanks for joining us. You were great as always. We will see you and everybody else Thursday and next week.